Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, BPW, Shir number 86. It's by Spnimi, Shir number 86. We're starting to talk about the concept of how to be reasonable. And we started at the end of last Shir talking about some behaviors that are extremely unreasonable and even cruel. And we're going to talk about that more. And any type of unreasonable behavior will create tremendous shalom bayis problems. Unreasonable behavior is any exaggerated response. Screaming your head off when someone dirtied a clean floor or didn't carry out a request exactly as demanded. You know, once in a while you blow your top, you're frustrated, that's one thing. But if it's a consistent thing, it's a problem. Or if there's a disagreement and you sulk for hours, or sometimes you refuse to make up for several days, or becoming hysterical when something doesn't go the way it should have going, which she writes here when she says this, of becoming hysterical when something doesn't go the way it should have, she writes showing an utter lack of trust in Hashem. I'm not comfortable with making such a blanket statement like that on hysterics. There's a lot more going on than utter lack of trust in Hashem. That may not necessarily be true. It could be just you do trust Hashem, but you have a problem with emotional regulation. But it's still, one has to acknowledge they could be under stress and it's normal to react more negatively under stress. And you give yourself a certain pass and you don't judge yourself too harshly. But you have to also recognize that these are very inappropriate reactions to life stresses and challenges. This is again reiterating very much of how children need to learn this, and in yeshivas and high schools, boys and girls, and later years, of how to learn how to respond to stresses and challenges. We don't know how to do this. And so if a wife does this consistently, does not learn how to bring her emotions under control to a certain degree and just lets it totally be out of control, it's difficult for her husband to trust his wife, because he's always walking on eggshells, not knowing what the next thing will bring, like a walking time bomb type of aspect. That's what it feels like often. And what we need to do, it's a task of every Jew. Here's where in this year I'm going to say quickly, this is stressed on the men's side, equally strong and even stronger. Every Jew needs to strive the happy medium in their emotional behavior. They're entitled to be stressed and make mistakes and sometimes be not in their best behavior. It's normal and human. And you dust yourself up and you pick yourself up. But the goal is to learn that happy medium range, to learn how to face life with a calm optimism, with a secure faith in Hashem. And every wife needs to work on herself to achieve this emotional moderation for herself in her interactions with all types of people in every situation, especially her family and her husband and her children. A mother who overreacts will harm her children. If she makes mountains out of molehills and disciplines them in an unreasonable manner, and a husband watches this, the inability to cope with normal demands of child rearing or misbehavior or immaturity or conflicts, he will lose his trust in his wife and lose respect for her. Doesn't give him a pass because he himself has to learn how to cope the same way in dealing with his children in a normal way, two-way street. But again, these are skills. These are skills that could be learned. You know, this is so important where maybe, you know, there should be classes with this of how to deal with child rearing or difficult children or the normal behaviors of 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, it's not easy. It could grate on nerves. And, you know, it's mother. People underestimate the difficult job of being a mother. And it is hard. And we do tend to get angry quickly or get nervous quickly or whatever it is. But we need to work on doing our best to have a normal range of balance of behavior. The normal range of balance of behavior. So for example, here is something that an example that's given here. A husband asks the wife, I guess this is a little kid, Shmuley, right? It's supper time, but she's busy in the kitchen. And he's whining, give me a cookie, give me a cookie. And she's pulling at her and she's busy and she has no time for him. And she has to do stuff. And the kid is just screaming and yelling and pulling at her, give me a cookie, give me a cookie. So she'll decide, I need a little peace and quiet. I'll give him a cookie and he'll calm down for 10 minutes here eating the cookie and I'll be able to do my work. And she does that. Husband sees this, gets annoyed. First of all, husband, not good. He has to figure out what's going on. So he's not using his complete common sense here either. But the husband yells, why is Shmuley eating cookies so close to dinner time? What's wrong? He's about to eat supper. What are you feeding him cookies for? Even if he said that not nicely. So the wife will yell because he's driving me crazy. He's whining and the cookie keeps his mouth shut. I can't get anything done around here with that child in my way. And he's giving me a heart attack. And he's going to give me a heart attack one day. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown from him. That's what she says. So here is an example of learning emotional regulation. It's okay to be frustrated. We're not saying all of a sudden she has to be really smiley, calm, zen-like. She's entitled to be stressed. But what she needs to say, though, in the stressfulness of it, to say, she doesn't even have to say it with a smile. We're not talking unrealistic, you know, everything is l'tayv and with a smile and some malach or something. No, she's upset, but she says it like this. For example, I gave it to him so he'd leave the kitchen. I know maybe I shouldn't have, but it's the only thing that works right now when the kids aren't around to distract him and I have a lot I need to do. And I can't have him on my head now, so that's why I gave him the cookie. And if you have any better ideas for the next time, let me know. But till supper's ready, there's another half hour, and I can't have him driving, you know, to really, you know, be stressing me out now. So here is where she is not saying you're giving me a heart attack, nervous breakdown. He's driving me crazy up a wall. You're not using extreme language. You're expressing the frustration in a calm, normal range. Another example. Husband says, I need a home computer for my business. I need a computer at home. Wife says, we're not getting one. Husband says, we can afford it with the bonus I just got at work. Wife says, it's not that. Husband asks them, what's the problem? Wife says, I don't want one in the house. Husband says, why not? Wife says, stop nagging me about it. I made my feelings clear. I don't want to be badgered anymore. No computer in the house. Husband says, you haven't made your feelings clear at all. And she just says, just stop it. So here's a dialogue. So again, here it is where maybe it's not the right time to discuss this. But this just emphatic thing, I don't want one in the house. Why not? When he asks why not, she could express a reason, filter, issues of distraction, whatever the reasons are in a calm way, if it's not the right time, a different time. But the response of stop nagging me about this, I made my mind up, end of story, that's unreasonable behavior. Extreme vocabulary is not, that is the problem, the escalating vocabulary in nature. It's upsetting her husband, but it's upsetting herself as well. It's emotionally charged language that makes things worse than they are. When you say that your kid that you gave the cookie to, that you're giving the kid a heart, you're giving me a heart attack, or the kid's going to give me a nervous breakdown. It's that excessive language, the emotionally charged language, the escalating verbiage. That is the problem. It's true, a wife could have a hard time cooking or cleaning when a toddler is under her feet, but it's not the worst thing in the world. There's a perspective there. You could throw in a sense of humor, and you could be genuinely frustrated too. You're in a bad mood. It's irritating, but that is the avoda, to regulate it, not to get in such an angry state where you say things that you know are extreme. So in a correct dialogue, the wife could admit, you know, it may not be the best choice, but she could stay calm even though there's criticism here from her husband and even though there's stress. She's not mechuyev. We're not talking about her answering b'sever panim yafos, but in a normal way, not to fly off the handle, be direct with her husband. You know, you don't, not under the rug, not being a shmata. You tell him point blank, it's a half hour before supper. The child is very difficult now. I need him to be quiet, so I gave him the cookie. If you have a better idea, let me know, but that is why I did it. And you know, that, you know, that we could discuss it a different time or whenever it is, but normal range. Now, husband has to be a chacham and respond in kind and not let him go and escalate it and make a big deal about the fact that a wife gave the kid a cookie before dinner and not go nuts about that either. And the same thing with the computer aspect. Whatever reason she doesn't want a computer in the house, I don't want one in the house. And she makes that statement, end of story, I don't want one in the house. But the husband has a right to ask, why not? Can you explain yourself? I really need it for work. She needs to explain herself. And if she doesn't know exactly why she feels that way, she could say, I don't know right now why I feel that way. It is my reaction. It's not based on, I have to think about why I'm reacting this way, but I don't have a good feeling about having a computer in the house. She could say that. We're not talking about her right away saying, no, you know, machnia herself, you want a computer in the house? Fine. That's what you want. Eza isha kshera isa ritzayn bala. You know, you do. No. If it bothers her, it bothers her. She has a right to express whatever her concerns are about having a work computer in the house, that she said, I don't want one in the house. She has a right as a wife to express to her husband why she doesn't want one in the house and explain her concerns and valid reasons why she's not comfortable with it, so they could have a discussion. But just to say, this is the way it is, stop nagging me about it, I made my feelings clear, don't bother me about this anymore, it's done, no computer, end of story, and shut down, that is, number one, immaturity, number two, unreasonableness. And the problem is here she thinks she's giving an acceptable explanation. I don't want one in the house. That's good enough. I'm entitled to my feeling. I don't want one in the house. That should be good enough for you. That is immaturity. It is not good enough. That is not an acceptable explanation. So either you say it's not a rational explanation, but this is the way I feel strongly, I got to sort it out, or explain what the fears are. And again, a computer in a house. Yes, it's understandable why it's not just a simple thing. Is there going to be a filter? What happens if it's used too much? What happens if you use it more, you know, not just for work, but now you're using it for other things too? You know, so it is a real issue, and you have a right to address the issue. We're talking over here about the extreme verbiage that comes along with it, the escalating and using extreme language. You don't say when you give the kid a cookie to keep him quiet, and your husband asks you why, to say that my kid's giving me a nervous breakdown is language that just gets you more riled up and your husband more riled up, and the situation extremely tense. The kid will not give a wife a nervous breakdown by whining for a cookie 20 minutes before supper, even if he's screaming and wailing. That is the idea behind this. So trust implies also a certain human level of respect in the way you talk to each other. You see from this share, by the way, and that's just subject matter, of how extremely important the koyach hadibur is, of how to use your language and your words the right way, even when you're stressed. You're entitled to make mistakes. You may not always be sensitive. You may have misstepped the way you spoke, but even when you make those mistakes, this is my main point, it's not that people won't screw up. You will blow up and say something you shouldn't say. The main point of what we're saying in this share is that the range of the negative that you say, keep it in balance. Learn how to do that. You learn never to, when it's a kid's, no matter how difficult of a day you have, to say that the kid's going to give me a heart attack or is going to get me to develop, God forbid, cancer because I get aggravated so much, or they're going to give me nervous breakdowns, is not good verbiage to use. There's other ways to express legitimate frustration. Use a balanced way of expressing yourself, not exaggerated responses that will escalate things and make matters worse and create additional stress that does not need to be there. Bracha v'atzlacha.